Yossi said in our Mishnah that bathing is not inui nefesh, it's not an affliction of the spirit. So the Gemara challenged at the bottom of Ayin Testament Beis, how could Rabbi Yossi say that bathing is not inui nefesh? You know that Rabbi Yossi holds that even doing the laundry is very, very needed, so needed that if one town needs its water for laundry, it can use its water for laundry, even though the next town needs that same water for drinking, because to not do laundry would cause them pain. So if laundry is going to cause them pain, certainly bathing would cause them pain. So the Gemara says, no, we'll start there at the top of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Amri, they said, in the yeshiva, this is the fifth word on the line, in, really, kvisa alima l'Rabbi Yossi, laundry is more important to Rabbi Yossi than bathing. Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel used to say the following series of laws about dirt. Arvurvisa duresha, if a person doesn't comb his hair, and as a result, dirt accumulates in his hair, masila de avira, that can cause a person to become blind because the dirt and the sweat will drip into the eyes and blind the eyes. Arvurvisa de mani, if there's dirt on the clothing, masila de shiyama musa, if there's dirt and there is sweat on the clothing, that can cause a person to go mad, crazy. Arvurvisa de gufa, if there's dirt on the body, masla de shichna v'kivi, that causes boils and all sorts of things to grow on a person's skin. So you see that boils are not as bad as going mad. Boils can be cleaned off with creams. Going mad, there is no way to clean it. So you see that, get rid of it. So you see that the clothing being dirty is even worse than the body being dirty. Okay. Shalchu Matam sent a message from the land of Israel. Yizaharu b'arvuvisa. Be very careful with dirt. Don't allow your clothes to become dirty. Don't allow your body to become dirty. Yizaharu b'chabura. Another thing to be careful about is when you learn Torah in a group. Because if you learn Torah together with a group, people ask questions, it becomes clearer. Don't learn Torah just sitting by yourself with a book. Hizaru b'vnei aniyim, be careful and to treat with respect the poor, the children of the poor, and to teach the children of the poor Torah. Why? Shemehen teitzei Torah. They are the ones who will end up becoming the giants in Torah. As we learned earlier, Midbar Matana, the Torah was given from the desert to teach us that the person who's humble merits to have the Torah given to him as a gift, and therefore the poor people are humble, they don't have much to be arrogant about, so be careful with them, teach them Torah, because they're the ones who will succeed in knowing the Torah and becoming the giants of Torah. Shemama, here's another pasuk for this theme, Yizal Mayim Midolyo, he will pour water from his bucket, and the way the Gemara is reading it, he will pour the water of Torah from the dal, from those who are poor, from his poor ones. Shemehen Teitzei Torah. Another point, why is it normally that the Torah giants themselves, their children are not usually Torah giants? Normally the children of Torah scholars have a harder time being Torah scholars than the children of the poor. Rav Yosef said, God arranges it this way, if the children of Torah scholars would be Torah scholars, everybody else would give up on learning Torah. They'd say, well, my father's not a Torah scholar, why should I learn? Torah goes down in inheritance. So as not to give the impression that Torah is an inheritance, Torah is something which can be earned, something that can be achieved, the children of the Torah scholars typically are not Torah scholars. Rav Sheshes Brei Yavidi Yomer, Kidei Shelo Yizgadru Ala Tzibur, so that they do not become the leaders over the community. They don't assume that they are always going to be the leaders. If they would always have Torah, they would be arrogant, and they would feel that they are better than the community. Hey, I'm a Talmud Chacham. My father's a Talmud Chacham. My grandfather's a Talmud Chacham. They would be arrogant over the community. Marzucha says, "Mipnei shein misgabrimel atzibur," because they do make themselves greater over the community, and that's why God prevents the children of Torah scholars from becoming Torah scholars, because if they would, then they would always be the leaders. Because the Torah scholars don't respect other people. They call other people donkeys. And since they call other people donkeys, God doesn't allow their children to become great Torah scholars.
Avinu Omer Shein Mevarchim BaTorah Tchila. The children of the Torah scholars are so used to Torah that when they wake up in the morning, they don't recite a blessing, a Birchas HaTorah, the three blessings before they learn. They just start learning. And if you learn Torah without reciting the blessing, without appreciating that it's God's Torah, without valuing the special gift of the Torah, then you won't really understand the Torah. And that's what the children of the Torah scholars don't understand the Torah. In fact, says the Gemara, the Rav Yehuda Merav said that the fact that people didn't recite the blessing before learning Torah was why we lost the Beis HaMikdash. What's the meaning of the verse? It's so important to recite a blessing before we learn. Who is the person who's wise who will understand this? And the Bach adds, Malachi Asharis, this matter was asked to the angels, to the prophets, to the wise. The low Pirshua, they couldn't understand it. Alma of the Haaretz, why was the land lost? Why did we lose the Beis HaMikdash? Achepir Shakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, till Hashem himself had to explain it. The Chsiv, as the verse says, Vayomer Hashem Alazim Es Torasi. Hashem said, because they left my Torah, they didn't value it as my Torah. They didn't recite a brach over it. Isn't it the same thing when we say they didn't listen to my voice, they didn't follow it of my Torah? Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, what Rav Yehuda Merav explained, Shein Mevarchim B'Torah Tchila. We lost the Beis HaMikdash because we didn't recite a blessing before we learned the Torah, and that's why the children of Talmidei Chachamim frequently are not Talmidei Chachamim, because they don't recite the blessing over the Torah. They don't value, they don't appreciate, they don't get excited about this amazing gift of the Torah, because since they see their father has it, they take it for granted. Yeah, question.
The blessing of the Torah has been Rabbanan, so it shows how wouldn't even, right?
So that could be one approach. There are other approaches to assume that this Gemara is teaching us that it's the Oraita, because the Gemara in Brachot said that we learn the law of reciting a blessing before the Torah from the Pasuk, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. Havu go to Lelokeinu, because I declare the name of God, give glory to our Lord. That learning Torah is declaring the name of God, it's connecting to the name of God, and that obligates us to give glory to God our Lord. But if you look at the Ran here, the Ran quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, U'matzasi b'megilah starim shel Rabbeinu Yonah, Tekra hachi diek. The Gemara is explaining the verse this way, Tal shelo birchu b'torah tchila avda haaretz, that they didn't recite the blessing over the Torah. That's why they lost the land. Because if the simple meaning of the pasuk is so, that they lost the land for leaving the Torah, why is it something that the sages and the prophets and the angels can't understand? It's obvious. But rather, hayu oskim b'Torah, they were learning Torah always. And that's why they were chacham and nevi'im that didn't understand. Alma of the hearts, why did we lose the land? People were learning Torah. But Hashem explained, because Hashem knows the depths of the heart. They didn't recite a blessing of the Torah beforehand. Kolomar, shlo haisa Torah chashuva beinam kolkach shehei roi levarich aleha. If you value Torah, you say, "Wow, what a gift! I have to bless God for this gift." But they didn't feel that the Torah was so special that they had to bless God, and therefore shlo yoskim balishma. When they were learning Torah, they weren't learning Torah for the sake of the Torah, for the way it really is. They learned Torah because they had to learn Torah. They learned Torah because Torah is interesting. And that's why they didn't want to make the bracha. And that's what it means. They didn't go in it. They didn't go into the Torah the way it really is. With its kavana, with its lishma. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah explains. So according to the Ran and Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gemara is not necessarily saying that the blessing over the Torah is a biblical law. But it's saying that if one doesn't recite the blessing over the Torah, that reflects an attitude of not appreciating the value of Torah. And we lost the Beis HaMikdash because we didn't treasure the Torah. We didn't get excited and feel inspired by the amazing gift that the Almighty has given us, the chance to engage in a direct encounter with Him by learning His Torah. So according to the Ran and the others here, it's all three. Aruch HaShulchan says it's only the bracha of Asher Bacha, that's the main one. I mean, he really thinks that all three are the Oraisa, but he says that Asher Lasok B'Divrei Torah Ha'arevna and Asher Bacha Arbanu Mikol Amin. Yeah. Isi bar Yehuda lo asal mesipta Rabbi Yosi. Now remember, this whole discussion came about because we were talking about the view of Rabbi Yosi that bathing is not inui nefesh. But we asked, well, how could he say that? He says that laundry is inui nefesh. So Isi bar Yehuda lo asal mesipta Rabbi Yosi klasa yom. Yisrael ben Yehuda didn't come to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yosi for 3 days. Ashkechei Vardimus Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Yosi, Vardimus, that's really a name for Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi. He met Yisrael ben Yehuda. Amalei, he said, Yisrael ben Yehuda, my time, alosam alabei midrash da'aba hatlasa yomin. Why didn't you come to my father's yeshiva for the last 3 days? Amalei, he said to him, ki taimei de'avuch le'yadana heichi yisai. Because I don't understand the sources for your father, where he gets his laws from. So what's the point of my coming? So why don't you tell me which law it is that's so upsetting you that my father said? Maybe I know the source. I'll tell you. How the time goes, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi says, the people of a town have a spring. And then the leftover waters from the spring roll down in a river to the next town. Kvisasim, but the people of this town want to use the spring for the laundry. So Kodman, that comes before leaving the water for the next town, L'chayachem, for their life. How could you say such a thing? Krami Nolan, where would there be a pasuk to teach us that laundry is so important that it's a little bit of life, and therefore because it's a little bit of life, the people of this town can say, I need the water for laundry, and Chayenu Kodman, our life comes first before we give the laundry for the lot of life of the next town. Amalei D'chsev, I'll tell you the source. It's a pasuk. It says about the Levium that they're given cities and yards around the cities. The pasuk says, "Amikru Shayem Yuluvem Tam." Their yards will be for their animals. Ulechol Chayosam. So my Chayosam, Yulei Machayef. That means wild animals. Halo Chay Bechlab Behema. Once you say that their yard is for the animals, the wild animals are there too. Ela my Chayosam. What does it mean? Chayosam Chiyusam Amish. They use the field for life. Pshita. That's obvious. And last, the pasuk is teaching us this chiddush. Kvisa. They use their fields to do laundry. And it's to tell you, laundry is called Chayasam, life. Because as we've learned, there's a lot of pain that can be caused if dirt accumulates in the clothing. And that's why Rav Yossi said that if one town needs the water for laundry, they can use the water for laundry first, even though that means that the next town is not going to have water to drink.
And then they die. Which one is more important? The life? So
that's an amazing thing that apparently, according to Rabbi Yossi, even though you have a mitzvah to save somebody else's life, that your obligation to save your own life comes first. And if the only way to save that other person's life is by you entering into danger, you do not have to enter into danger to save somebody else's life. We do not paskin like Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like Chachamim here. But that's what you see here in the view of Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, it's a big dispute. It's a lot of ramifications for sure. Rabbi Yossi, going back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said that a neder not to bathe is not a neder of inui nefesh. Rabbi Yossi, ein elu nidre inui nefesh. These are not nedarim of inui nefesh. So therefore, it sounded like the husband cannot reject these nedarim. If his wife makes a neder not to bathe or not to put on cosmetics, the husband does not have the ability to reject them.
Because it don't affect him.
No, because it doesn't hurt her. It's not something hurting her body. If she would say, I'm never going to eat, that hurts her body. But if she says, I'm not going to bathe, okay, so people live without bathing. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. So, Yiboyelu, they asked the Shilin, the yeshiva, the Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, Maushi Yafim Yishun Dvarim Shabin Olaveina. So now raises Gavriel's question. Forget about the issue of the fact it doesn't hurt her body. So it doesn't hurt her body. But it's certainly going to negatively impact him and negatively impact his relationship. So he should be able to reject the neder because it negatively impacts him. Now, as we've learned before, a neder that only negatively impacts him, he can only suspend it. If he would then divorce her and she would marry somebody else, the neder would then come back into effect. But at least let him suspend it. So can he suspend it based on the fact that it negatively impacts him? Tashma, come in here, proof. That Rabbi Yossi says, Ein elu nidre inu nefesh. If she makes a vow not to bathe or not to put on cosmetics, that's not a neder of afflicting her body. But it is things between him and her. So you see that he is saying that it is a matter between him and her, and he still has the ability to suspend it. So Gemara says, no, Dilma, maybe Lididhu, Kamaluhu. He's talking to the view of the Chachamim. He says, Lididhu, according to me, I feel Dvarim Shebeinu Levena, Lo Avyon. According to me, it's not even Dvarim Shebeinu Levena. Lididhu, according to you, Damitu, and you told me that no bathing, no cosmetics, have you need to inu nefesh, that that's a nether that afflicts the body? No, Odili. Why don't you admit to me, partially at least, these are not nidri inu nefesh, they're only Dvarim Shebeinu Levena. So what is in fact the halacha about this question according to Rabbi Yossi? Shavada bar Hava omer mefer. Shavada bar Hava said he can suspend the neder of his wife never bathing, because that is Dvarim Shebeinu Levena. Ravuna omer ein mefer. Ravuna says he can't do so.
Suspending and nullification are two different things.
Yeah. Shalom atzinu shual. According to Rabbi Yossi, we never found the fox. Shemes ba'afar pir, who died by the dirt of his hole. In other words, when a fox digs the hole, he doesn't then have a problem with the dirt that he took out of the hole in order to get into the hole. He's used to that dirt. So too, if a person is married to a person who never bathes, he just gets used to it. And it's okay. So fine, so the hair is matted and it's knotted and it's dirty. And she's dirty. And he gets used to the smell, and it's not a problem, and therefore they can live together. Tanya Kabbasin Ravada Barahava. We learned in a brisa like Ravada Barahava that even though not bathing, according to Reb Yossi, is not considered physical pain, it is Dvarim Shebeinu Levena. It is matters between him and her that he can suspend. We learned in this brisa, Dvarim Sheyesh Ben Inu Nefesh, if the wife makes a neder about things that cause her physical pain, Mefer Bein Bein Olavein Umef Ubein Bein Olavein Acherim, he rejects those nedarim, and then that would knock it out both if he ever remarries her, or if she goes and marries other people, it's rejected. However, nedarim Shein Bein Inu Nefesh, those nedarim that don't have affliction of the spirit, Bein Olavein Mefer. So then he can suspend them when they are negatively impacting him, between him and her. If she then goes and remarries to somebody else, ain't no mefer, then it wasn't rejected. So Kate said, what's the case? I'm if she said, Kona peiros alai, I'm never going to, nab their all fruits on me. So Reza Yafer, he can reject it. And once he does, it's gone. If she said, Kona she'eni osa lefi abba, he said, I'm making a neder, I'm not going to produce anything that my father could eat, or I'm not going to produce anything l'fi achicha, that your brother can eat, l'fi avicha, or anything that your father can eat, or l'fi achi, anything that my brother can eat, or shalo etein tevin l'fnei behemtucho, man l'fnei bekarcha, I'm making a neder not to put animal feed in front of your animals, or water in front of your cattle. So these are things that are hurting him and her. So then ein yachol ha'afer. That's not even between him and her. It's between her and other people. So then he cannot even suspend it. And it's not hurting her body physically. But if she said, Shalo Ekchol, I'm not going to put any blue eyeliner on. Shalo Efkos, I'm not going to put any rouge on. Shalo Ashamish Mitasi, I'm never going to have matter relations. So here, even though it's not hurting her body, Yafer, the husband, can suspend Mishum Dvarim Shebeinu Levena, because that's negatively impacting him. If she said, Shalo atzi alacha mitascha, I'm not going to make your bed. Shalo emzog lucha esakos, a neder, I'm not going to pour you wine. Shalo erchas lucha panechi yadecha v'raglech, I'm not going to wash your hands, face, and feet. Ein tzarech lahafer. Then the husband doesn't even need to be mefer, because as we learned in Maseches Ksubos, these are all things that the wife is meshubah, that she's obligated to her husband by virtue of marriage. And when there's a shibud, the neder couldn't take effect. It was already obligated to the husband. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel says, even though these nedarim don't really take effect, Yafer, the husband, has to reject them either Rabbanan, Shinemar, because the pasuk says, Lo Yachel Devaro, he shouldn't desecrate his word. So he shouldn't be in a situation where there's a word and he just ignores it. He should first reject it. Davar Acher, another interpretation from that pasuk, Lo Yachel Devaro, means, Mikan l'chacham shein matir nidrei atzmo. That's a source that a chacham cannot permit his own nidar. Says the Gemara like this. Who's the one who says that not putting on cosmetics is not a source of physical pain? It's just a, you know, a problem between him and her. Rabbi Yossi. And Vikatani, and it says, the Baal Mefer, that the husband can reject it. Mishum Varm Shabin Olaveina. So you see that even according to Rabbi Yossi's cases, the cases of the Mishnah, that no cosmetics according to Rabbi Yossi, or no bathing according to Rabbi Yossi, is not Inui Nefesh, it still is Dvarim Shabin Olaveina. It's a matter between him and her, and therefore the husband can suspend them as long as he's married to her. And even after they get divorced, when she could still come back to him, it would be suspended. Amar, let's go back to the Braisa. We learned the Shaloh Shamash Mitasi. If she said in Ned that she's not going to have marital relations, Yafra Mishum Dvarim Shabin Olvena. So he can suspend it because it's a matter that impacts him.
He doesn't have.
Hey, Chidami, I don't understand. If she's trying to say that the benefit from her marital relations are going to be prohibited to him, so what does he need to reject it at all for? She owes him marital relations the same way she owes him, you know, making his bed or pouring a cup for him. It must be where she says, "Hanas tashmishcha alai, I can't get benefit from your body." Oh, Kirav Kahana, like Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana. Hanas tashmishi alecha. If a woman tries to say, my body's prohibited to you, my husband, so that doesn't take effect because since she already owes to her husband marital relations, kofu misham shasa, he can force her and she has to have marital relations with him. However, but if she said, hanas tashmishcha alai, the benefit of your body is prohibited on me, I can't have marital relations with you, yafer, then he needs to reject it. Because that could take effect. Once she makes him prohibited to her, that would stop him from having relations with her because we would not feed a person with something that's prohibited to them.